Beer Court. All right. So what are we doing on Beer Court tonight, guys? Brian, you up on this one?
Oh, yeah, you're bringing it, so well, it's your responsibility.
You didn't bring it.
This was brought to us.
This was brought to us.
Yeah.
So this one has...
Oh, yeah, this is a Mel one, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So this one is from our buddies at Ale Asylum out of Madison, Wisconsin. This is their... It's an Indian Pale Ale. What is the name of this again?
Is it just B2D2?
I think it's B2D2 IPA. So, this is kind of a weird-ass combination of our on the package itself. So if you look at it from the front, it's kind of got this whole R2D2 arm thing going here. But then as you turn the can around, it's it looks very similar to a Nintendo NES controller. You know, the little four D-pad and the two player buttons. In this case, it's a B2D2 on them. It's an IPA. What did it say? Not too much about it. I don't know much about this.
7.2%
alcohol. It's fairly high, actually.
Analog beer with high definition flavor from Ale Asylum in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and again, we've done some Ale Asylum stuff before. Generally, their stuff seems to be pretty darn good.
And what did Larry discover?
So if you peel off the label.
Okay, so if you remember, 2 weeks ago, was it now?
Yeah.
That we did this beer right here. The Burr Oak Clyde's
the Caramel Cream Baby.
Caramel Cream, which was really good. And if you remember, we found out when you peel the label off, it looks like a little oak barrel under it, which is kind of cool. Well, Ale Asylum's done something in the same. This is actually a sticker. This sticker, by the way, is put on pretty damn crooked. Really, guys?
Little quality control.
Look at this sticker, dudes. Look at this sticker.
Well, they love
it. But that being said,
so
Larry's peeled his off, Larry.
Yeah, so they have a message for you. And it says, you must be the curious type. We're not sure what you were expecting when you peeled back the label on the can.
Naked women.
The wizard? The answer to the ultimate question of life? The universe? And everything?
Nice.
And
Tiger Guy.
This guy, Prince, he's 42.
Of course.
Are you sure, however, that you are the person of discerning taste and unimpeachable character? A beacon of humanity in a sometimes inhumane world? Because with all that... With all the options facing you and your thirst desires, you scrutinated some faceless company, blandless for real beer made by real people with a real thirst for quenching yours. Bravo, you! Bravo.
And after that, parched.
Yes. Well, yeah. So, just after reading all that up. Yeah. All right, let's give this a try and see how it is, guys.
That's how it goes back.
I've been drinking it like the whole time. Well, that tastes just like the ass end of our.
Does not have a particular lot of aromatics to it.
No.
So the open face
it
glass.
Smells like cat urine, doesn't it?
Not really add a lot, I don't think. Good hops.
And not so overly hoppy.
It's got a nice hop level.
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty straight IPA.
It's okay. There's something to be said about not.
Clear, smooth.
Yeah.
Allows you to drink other things later in the night.
Yeah, it really would. This is not going to kill you for the evening, so.
There is nothing wrong with not being an offensive IPA. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's okay to be not offensive.
I think this pretty well qualifies as a non-offensive IPA.
I will not say. How would you do this? Probably chemicals on there.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah.
I've seen Seinfeld. That lady died.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well,
it happens.
Yeah.
You know, when I go out of my way to buy it, Probably not, but if they're serving it at the bar, would I order? Yeah, probably.
So if it was in the cooler, you'd probably crash.
Oh yeah, I'd drink it. All right, gentlemen.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pretty solid IPA.
Yeah, I think, again, there's something to be said about that. I think you can go too far.
You saw I got to.
You heard the milk?
No, I mean, it's just a good straight IPA. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing offensive about it. There's nothing, oh my God, this is amazing about it either. So
that's okay.
Sometimes that's what you want to drink.
Yep.
All right, Judge Rob, pass verdict on this bitch.
Count one, smelling like cat urine. I find you guilty as F. What? Really? You're offended by that?
Oh.
Count two, getting people too drunk to leave most icily. I also find you guilty.
Yeah, 7-2, that's up there for an IPA.
I sentence you to
drinking!